And I'm delighted, as usual at this time, to welcome back Francis Lamp. And Francis, I believe, we're heading down to Mary Green Manor down Brook Street this week. Is that right?
We are. It's a fair walk down there, I can tell you.
I can believe it. I can believe it. So please, tell me more.
Right. Well, at the west end of the High Street, first of all, on the left, you pass the Heritage Column, which follows the history of the town in pictorial form. Unfortunately, although there's an information box beside it, there's nothing that actually explains the pictures, which might be helpful. It was completed in 2004, and the design was by local historian, writer and artist John Fryer, and the metalwork by blacksmith and artist Gary Thrussell. Continuing west, but on the other side of the road, you pass a hoarding hiding the former site of the Sir Charles Napier Public House. This is where misinformation about St Thomas's Church can be found on the large hoarding. Apparently, the front steps of the pub were level with the top of St Paul's Cathedral, who says Essex is flat. If you continue west, you pass the massive BT building. This was constructed on the site of the Shoreditch Agricultural and Industrial School, first built in 1854. Then, in 1885, it became the Hackney Union Branch Workhouse School, and later still, it was taken over as St Faith's Hospital. Some of the land retains the name of the old hospital and is known as St Faith's Park. Further along on the right is the cemetery, which was first opened in 1893. Here, in April 1944, the last bomb of World War II in Brentwood was dropped, close to the gatekeeper's lodge. Now, just across the road from that gateway was a petrol station. If the bomb had fallen there, the outcome could have been devastating. There are several roads leading away to the right. One of these, Hillside Walk, was the site of the discovery of a Cairo, an early Christian cross, and it's a reminder again that we're following the Roman road that led from London all the way to Colchester. What sights this route must have witnessed over the years. Here Roman soldiers would have marched, and many years later, stagecoaches would have been drawn up the steep hill, and often they would have stopped at the pubs at the bottom to change the horses because you needed fresh ones to tackle that hill. A reminder of those times comes at the bottom of the hill, where the two old inns still stand, the Bull and the ancient Golden Fleece. The latter still incorporates part of the house of the master of the nearby leper colony. This beautiful building is now a Harvester restaurant, which has been carefully restored, and it's still easy to tell which of the wood beams are original because they have left them looking rough, whereas the new ones are fairly obvious. On the other side of the road is Mary Green Manor, an impressive wood-framed building, but time runs out, so I'll talk about that at a later date.
Right. He would, because I've been looking up Mary Green Manor. The one thing that I really was surprised about is I didn't realise that it was the old moat house.
Oh yes.
Now, that I didn't know. And I've actually have stayed there a couple of times. We've had one or two office parties that we were, the entertainment things for customers that we held.
Well, you may not remember much about those then.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? That's nice.
But honest,
honest. Well, no, I do remember everything about them personally.
No, yeah. When I first came to Brentwood, it was still called the Moat House.
Yes.
But it had had various other names before that.
Well, I didn't actually realise that they had put it back to one of the original names in it. As you rightly say, it has lots of names, and I guess we'll be going back there before too long.
We will be going back before too long.
Thank goodness for that, because I did a lot of work on it. What have you got planned for us next week?
Right, next week we're going back to Billericay. Mm-hmm. Billericay High Street, numbers 118 and 120. And we're also going to hear something about a pub in one of the villages close to Billericay, but I'm not going to tell you which one that is.
Can you just tell me what's at 118 and 120 High Street?
What was there?
Is there nothing there now?
Not really, because that will spoil what I'm going to say next week.
All right, okay. Be like that. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that and see what that's all about next week. Thank you very much for that, Francis.